that we would not. Right, if we're going to do that. So yeah, I like the idea of taking the things we would do or wouldn't do onto the list, and we hash it out ourselves. And then once we have a final list, then we take that to folks and say, all right, here are examples of the kind of work we want to take on.
Hi, Dwayne. Just wanted to check again. Let me know, please, when you'd like to start a call, so we can do the roll call.
Okay, let's wait one more minute or so. Looks like we don't have Brad. We don't have Jim yet, I guess, right?
Yes, that's right. So we're missing Brad. We're missing Jim. And Carlos as well. And actually, we have no apologies submitted for this meeting.
All right, we should get started. Mara, you do the roll call for us.
Sure. Thank you, Dwayne. So welcome, everyone. This is Mario. Welcome to the RSAC teleconference call on 21st of August, 2017 at 1700 UTC. On the participants, we have
Yeah,
Kim
thanks.
Davis,
So
Howard
I
Allen,
think there's a difference
Travis Branchmark,
between those
Peter Koch,
examples that we would put
and Ross
forward as
Mundy.
examples and
We
items
have
that
no
may end
apologies
up on
listed
our plate
from
where
anyone on
we
this
would
meeting,
have
and on behalf of
a
staff,
more
we
in-depth
have Pete
debate on
Chen
whether or not to
and
take that
myself, Mario,
on.
doing
So what
the
we might
apologies
want to come up
for this
with is
call.
one or two non-controversial things,
I would like to state, please, to all
and
participants to
I'd also
speak
suggest that we
clearly
avoid
and
voting,
state your
just
name
like Kim
before
said,
speaking
because
for
voting isn't
our
what is
recording
supposed to
purposes.
happen
With this, we're ready
when
to
we
start a call,
actually
and you
get
have the
something
microphone,
offered as an issue.
Dwayne.
What I'd also suggest
All right.
is.
Thank you, Mario. So thanks everyone for joining.
What I'd also suggest is that we
apologize
go a
that
bit back in history
ended up
and look for
scheduling this meeting
examples. And
during
I think we've
the
already
solar
mentioned a
eclipse,
couple
which
of
is kind of a
times that
big
the
deal here.
introduction of DNSSEC
Yeah, it's
might
late,
have
but
been, had RSAC
we'll proceed
existed
anyway,
in
and
that
maybe the
time,
call will end up being
might have been
short.
something that would have been
Let's start
addressed by
with
RSAC, but others
the
may disagree.
review of the
So
action
not just
items.
make up things as we go,
Mario,
but
you
also
have
look a
those?
bit into history here.
Yes, thank you, Dwayne. I would like to read briefly the action items from the previous meeting. And the first one, staff to publish the minutes, transcript, and audio recording from 19 June 2017 teleconference. Those have been published already, and you can find them online. Number two, staff to confirm agenda publication for ICANN public meetings. And we have the confirmation, actually, that ICANN requires at least 15 days actually working prior to the meeting, and you can find more information actually in the following document that I'll be sharing on the chat. can find that. And also the third one, Peter, to edit the RSEC operational procedure draft in the section on conflict of interest and disclosure of interest. I believe that's also been done by Duane and Peter. And Duane also to share the document procedures with Jim and Peter to get more feedback before our next RSEC meeting, which is this one. And I believe actually those have been sorted out. We actually had a call a few days ago that we went over some of the edits for the procedures, and I believe actually that's pretty much ready. So these are all the action items, Duane, and if you have any questions, please let me know.
Yeah, I think that covers it. We did have that meeting with Jim and Peter, and I think Bobby and Brad were also there, if I remember correctly. And so that was a very productive meeting. We made some good progress. And then I sent out a version following that meeting of the procedures document. So, yeah, I think the action items are complete. And next we can approve the minutes from July 17th. Did anyone have any concerns or questions about the July 17th minutes that Mario sent out with the agenda? Can I get a motion to approve?
This is Russ. I'll move to approve.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Kavi. So the minutes are now approved, and staff will publish those to the website shortly. So next, we'll talk about the operational procedures document. As we said, there was a sort of a mid-meeting editing session, and we did some edits during that call, and also following that call, I sent a version out to the group, and although Jim is not on the call, I believe he said he was quite satisfied with the current state of the document. And Peter, I believe you are also, but I'll let you speak for yourself here. I don't know, since we're sort of short on people, it feels a little premature to sort of take these as approved. Perhaps either, you know, between this meeting and the next meeting, we should
Did you see the hands?
Put out a sort of a call for consensus on the mailing list, or we
I'm sorry. Not a concern per se, but I'll be very unlikely to make it at that date.
I don't think a vote is really
the week after that might be okay, but
really
let me see.
Vote on these things. We just sort of take consensus. So would anyone be opposed to, say, a call for consensus on the mailing list?
I think that's September 14th. I'm actually having my ear taken off for some surgery. So fun with that. So that'll be day plus four. I could be there in spirit, but I will be there under heavy sedation.
Does anyone else have any topics they want to talk about relating to the operational procedures document before we move on? Okay.
Sorry, it doesn't work for me. 25th would work. Peter.
Next thing on the agenda is a suggestion from a couple of folks to sort of go through some example scenarios that RZERC might be asked to consider in the future. And as a group, you know, we could talk through some of these potential scenarios and discuss whether or not we think they are within scope or out of scope. My suggestion would be that we go to the mailing list and, again, ask for people to submit potential topics and then collect these. And then during our next call, we can have that discussion. I would suggest that, you know, this should be sort of like a brainstorming session. You know, any silly ideas should be put forth just so that we can have that discussion and make sure that everyone's more or less in agreement on the types of proposals that RZERC should be considering. Peter, please. I think it's probably a good idea and appropriate to, you know, make this public. As you said, it could be in a presentation at a future public meeting, or you know, whenever as appropriate. I don't think it should be considered internal only. Howard? Yeah, I think so. That's kind of what I was getting at when I said that, you know, no proposal is too silly. We should include the whole spectrum, and then we can specify or we can come to agreement on things that are within our remit and things that are not. Kim?
I just wanted to echo what was said. I think this is a good idea. I know Dwayne, we've spoken with Brad as well about some of the scenarios where we thought both it could be in scope and also it would be out of scope. I think, you know, this is a very useful exercise. I think might not be of
thanks. Oh, I'm unmuted. Thank you.
Ins and out, but
I was going to support the idea to have a
even formal
person
way,
meeting
because
and,
I think people are looking to us
in terms
to define
of openness and
the
so on
kinds
and so
of scenarios
forth.
That we
assuming
get
that we find consensus on the operational procedures,
I
would support this to be a public meeting.
Our concept
and
of what
indeed we might not need a full agenda
and yeah,
work there. But given that we've brainstormed by then about potential issues,
I'd like to have
I think it would be a very good opportunity.
You know,
to share these thoughts with the community
how
and just be present
so
that
for example,
the number of people that already have been asking what
RZERC
actually is,
you know,
get an opportunity to see what it is and
during our next call.
Kind of lift the blanket here a bit.
Alternatively, I think we could collect this list of topics and you know, do some kind of polling, doodle poll or whatever, maybe some kind of even anonymous polling or voting before the call, and that may serve to sort of, you know, eliminate some obvious things that that we would, I guess, reject and don't need further discussion, and identify those things that are maybe on the fence and do need more discussion. So I'd be interested to hear if people think we should have some kind of polling or voting before the next call. Kim?
That was an old hand, but I think
Peter?
On that topic, I would just quickly say that I don't think we need to poll people unless something proves controversial. I mean, I'd like to keep it relatively informal.
Okay. Thanks. Peter? Yeah, thanks. I wasn't, when I said voting, I wasn't really meaning voting in that sort of strict sense, but kind of what I was getting at was, you know, I think when we have the discussions, a lot of times the people who speak first may influence the, you know, the group as a whole. And so if there was somebody who maybe felt strongly that some proposal was, you know, important for our ZERC, but during that discussion, they felt like they were in the minority. They may not want to speak up. But you know, I really don't think it matters either way. It's sort of a minor point. Russ, you have your hand up. You're muted, Russ, if you're speaking.
Yeah,
you.
I'm sorry. Yes, I was. one thing that I think we have to put in the mix of things to consider and talk about are some of the recent publications by ARSAC that talks about potential changes to how the functionality associated with the root zone. And one of them that comes to mind that's near and dear to the ESSAC heart is whether or not the priming query should be signed and whether or not the, you know, coming in, if you should.
Thanks, everyone.
Respond. Yeah, so that's one. Just the naming of the root zone service. So we really, I think, have a nice fresh set of things to look at that maybe some of us haven't thought about a great deal. So that would be a good place, I think, to start mulling about what we might include.